Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1820. 855-325-1820. That's 855-325-1820.
Hey, listen up. The official all-digital radio app is here. That's right. The all-digital radio app lets you stream all your favorite channels, all the time, on all of your mobile devices. Take all-digital radio with you everywhere you go by downloading the official app today at alldigitalradio.com. Or you can find the app in the Apple Store and on Google Play by searching all-digital radio. It's simple, easy, and it's free. Just download, choose your station, and start listening. Your favorite radio network is now your favorite app. Go to alldigitalradio.com and download it today. Promote your music, product, or service on air for as little as $5. Visit our website for more details at alldigitalradio.com.
You are listening to the All Digital Radio Network.
This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician out the wheel. We're going downtown in the middle of the night. We're laughing and I'm joking and we're feeling all right. Oh, I bet I'm nationwide.
Yep, still haven't fixed it.
Hey, lazy ass.
I knew it.
I'm busy.
No, you're not.
I'm going to change it to this at the end.
No.
Changing it to, oh, yeah. Without a
that's
doubt.
Worse.
Oh, that's great.
That was never in any ZZ Top song ever.
Oh, no. We could use these guys.
You can just do a little more guitar and let it fade out.
You remember these guys, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a horny goat?
No, this is Lox Minions.
Oh.
I used to piss them off. I didn't mean to.
I just thought it was funny.
Anyways.
We have breaking news on one of your favorite subjects.
All right, what do you got?
Breaking news.
What do you got?
Fox News website is reporting just tonight that the Malaysian Airlines Flight 370, the one that went down in 2014, and everybody pretends they don't know what happened to it, disintegrated into confetti. Captain appears to have run amok, says report.
That's what everybody thought.
The pilot was lonely and sad.
Wouldn't it actually be that he flew amok?
Well, yeah, but he was lonely and sad.
Well, that was one of the theories right along, is that he just was suicidal and
yeah. Well, they remember they found that weird route on his simulator at home, on his computer, and apparently that's what he did. He went up to like 40,000 feet, depressurized the cabin. People's oxygen only lasts for 10 to 15 minutes, and basically everybody just went to sleep and died. And he just said, "F it."
Right, but they but.
Because pilots have way more oxygen up front, and he just put the thing into a spiral, and
that's pretty much what he did.
290 some souls. You know, if you're gonna kill yourself, kill yourself. Don't take other people with you, assholes.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, basically,
these planes were probably built. How long ago would you assume? What are they in the 90s?
This is a Boeing 777. This is what it's a late model plane.
Okay, so with all the technology we have today. We do know that Boeing does have ways of, you know, pinging the airplane, and supposedly they can actually, from the ground, all of the big Boeings can be remote controlled, supposedly. I don't know how true that is, but it wouldn't surprise me. You would think that they would have enough technology that we would be able to find that plane within a matter of an hour. I mean, we know exactly where the space capsules, you know, land when you know, the, why can't we have that same technology in an airplane so when it goes to the bottom of the ocean, we know exactly where it is?
Well, I mean, if the plane disappeared into confetti, there's a lot of plane that's all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, well, they found pieces in four or five different countries washed up, you know. But the big chunks and stuff like that, they're not going to find. It's at the bottom of the ocean. But,
so, I mean, is it pretty much...
The only good thing I can get out of this is the people in the cabin, you know, they were freaking out, but their oxygen mask came down, and they all just basically went to sleep, freaking out.
It was probably fairly instantaneous. But, you know, I've read reports, too, that...
This guy's wife left him.
The Challenger people, when they blew up in the Challenger explosion in 1986, that they actually were alive the entire way down into the ocean.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's sad. It makes you wonder, too, how did these guys actually experience the nosedive to hell into the water? I mean, it's very possible that they were conscious, but it's scientifically most likely they weren't.
Captain Zahari Ahmad Shah is a prick.
That's a nice Irish name.
Yeah. Well, you know.
So what's today?
If you're going to kill yourself, kill yourself. Don't take other people with you. True. It's like these murder-suicide things. Why don't you start with yourself?
Yeah, exactly. I don't get that. Just kill yourself.
Another pilot said his marriage was bad. In the past, he slept with some of the flight attendants. And so what? We all do, the pilot told the magazine. You're flying all over the world with these beautiful girls in the back, but his wife knew.
I guess that's a reason to nosedive in the ocean with 200 plus on board.
It's like Egypt Air 990 crashed off the coast of Massachusetts in 99. That was a suicide. And then there's some German guy who drove his airplane into a friggin' mountain in 2015, the French Alps, and that was a suicide by pilot. And so there's three pilots who committed suicide in their airplane full of people.
Yep.
Just do it to yourself.
Yeah,
I agree. I agree.
Anyway. Hey, so we started off tonight with some really exciting news, really not depressing at all.
No.
Anyway.
I got some news for you today. We got some days of the year today. You know, every day seems to be proclaimed something in this world.
Oh, sure.
And you see it all over Facebook. So I will bring you today's days of the year because there is a couple of them. We have Eat Your Vegetable Day. So
Eat Your what?
Vegetable Day. So in the
eat
next
your vegetable day.
In the next 2 hours, if you haven't eaten vegetables yet, eat your vegetables.
Well, there is onions and pickles on my cheeseburger. Does that count?
So, yep, that's vegetables. CB, okay. Vegetables, good.
Yeah, I have vegetables every dinner.
All right, now here's where we're all.
I did screwed. Have a meatloaf sandwich for lunch though.
Yeah, well, this next one we're screwed.
There's vegetables in the meatloaf.
Zip, you're really screwed because you just can't eat these kinds of things. And right now, the rest of us are screwed because we only have 2 hours. But it's Apple Strudel Day.
Oh, I like the strudel.
Yeah, but too much sugar.
Strudel, make it with Splenda, bitches.
Sergeant Schultz always liked it.
Now, it's a little late, but
Eat everything!
My guy comes tomorrow, so today was Global Garbage Man Day.
Global Garbage Man Day.
Well, tomorrow morning, I'm going to go out and shake his hand and say, happy belated.
Mine was this morning. I should have...
I know. We need to do the show.
A couple dollar bills at the top of the can or something.
You know, we should do the show in the morning.
Yeah, I feel guilty now.
And all right. And none of you guys did this, I'm sure.
What's
and neither
that?
Did I. But here's the final thing it is today. It is Ride to Work Day. It
ride
doesn't
who?
Say how. It's just Ride to Work Day. So
I could have taken a tricycle down
who?
The hall.
Oh, by how or by...
Well, I rode to work today.
We do have a celeb.
I played poker. Played poker. That's work.
We got two celebrity birthdays out of the stack that are worth mentioning. Newt Gingrich turned 75.
Yeah. And tell him to write a new book that's good. He hasn't written one in 10 years.
And Copacabana singer, pop singer, Barry Manilow, he also turned 75. Everybody else not working.
Yeah, Barry Manilow is not in good shape.
Oh, he is not, so.
No, he's not. So, sorry, Barry.
That's all I got. I had to give you guys your, you know, interesting.
We appreciate it.
No winner in the lotto either. So, the estimated jackpot for Wednesday's drawing is $92 million, or if you take the cash payment, $59.9. So,
I'll take it.
Oh, wait. Weekend box office. You were surprised at how low this one was.
No, I wasn't surprised. I knew it was going to suck. It's actually about $2 million better than I thought it'd be.
Yeah, Men in Black International, number one spot, 28.5. Secret Life of Pets, down from number one. They took the number two slot, 23.8 million. And Aladdin, with Will Smith, stayed at number three.
How did Late Night do? Seven. I heard that was actually funny.
5.1 million, up from number 17.
That's it.
Yep. So Godzilla's in there.
I might go see
seven,
that.
8.1 million.
What about John Wick?
John Wick Chapter 3, 6.1 million, down from number 7, came in the number 8 slot. So there
how
is.
Long has it been out?
2 weeks.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, but it's 2 hours and 13 minutes, so I'm thinking this is the longest John Wick ever, and he killed like 87 people in the last one. I'm just wondering what the body count is. See, and if I go watch the movie, in a theater, I'm going to ruin the whole damn thing because I'm just going to sit there and count the bodies. You know? And then I'm going to lose track like an hour into it, and I'm going to get all pissed off. Yeah. Was that 42 or 43? Oh, fuck. Damn. Ugh. So I think I'll just go see Late Night. That's safer. But Men in Black, Europe or whatever the hell it's called, the reviews on it sucked. Rotten Tomatoes is like 24. I don't think Hemsworth, not the Thor one, the other one, the one that's bopping the Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Liam? Yeah, it's him. Handsome dude. Not Will Smith funny.
No, hey, listen, I got this one.
And Will Smith as Aladdin is not Robin Williams funny.
No. That's fair. You'll love this one, and that's okay. I'll leave it at that. Final one, it's a Game of Thrones spoiler for you. And I know
it's over.
It's a spoiler. It's
well,
over.
I'm just
okay. Go ahead.
Lena Headey tells the Vanity Fair she wishes her character
Lena Headey.
Her character, which I don't know how to say it, Cersei. Okay, had a more interesting death. You could go in any way on that show, so I was kind of gutted. She said of her mushy embrace with the on-camera brother as stones and bricks from King's Landing crushed the couple. So,
yeah, well,
I guess there's your spoiler.
I saw that happen.
Yeah, that's not a spoiler.
It could go any way on that show.
Okay.
So she said she was glad she was kind of gutted. So,
I'm just waiting for the old fat fart to finish his goddamn books to see how it really comes out. George R.R. Martin's been milking this TV show for years.
Well, speaking of books, the books
only went up to like season 5, and a lot of detail in the books they left out. And the last three seasons were all written by screenwriters.
Well, hey, but speaking of books and coming back, the Harry Potter lady is going to begin writing more of the Harry Potter series. So,
I don't care.
I'm just.
Yeah, but a lot of people do.
They do.
That's what the world needs: another rich liberal telling us what to do.
Anyways, all right. I know you have stuff.
That's planned. All right. I don't have anything planned.
You got a whole bunch of stuff.
I was just going to say we realize, and that's because we don't watch CNN or PMS, NBC. that the economy is humming along thanks to Trump's policies. However, we want everybody out there to have the job that they really want. Now, a few weeks ago, we told you about the need for 8 new executioners in Saudi Arabia, and we got no takers. Now, I understand everybody doesn't have a passport. Not everybody wants to go live in a Muslim country. I understand. Okay, but how about this one? Wanted, someone to eat ribs and travel the country, salary $5,000 a week. Reynolds Wrap. That's who's sponsoring this.
This is a great job. There's
it's
one
only
drawback.
A 2 week job.
That's the problem. It's only 2 weeks, so it's only $10,000. But it's still it's a you know.
Yeah, this isn't a $600,000 a year gig.
No, but you know what? I don't like ribs.
I'm but you out. Travel across. Like I love ribs. No, what are you, don't. Communist? You're Al Qaeda.
I don't like ribs.
You're Al Qaeda. You won't eat.
How can you not like ribs?
You like bacon.
It's I do.
You like steak.
I do.
What the hell's the difference?
I don't like the effort in the mess. I'm privileged.
Oh, Jesus. Man, what were you doing when I was sitting there eating a whole slab of them in front of you?
I had a burger.
You're getting grossed out, huh?
No. That doesn't bother me at all. Okay. That, not one bit. It's just something about the... That's one of the reasons, I don't eat...
I don't like being a
really
mess.
Saucy chicken.
I went through about 18 napkins.
You did. That's okay. But no, even saucy chicken wings. I if they're really saucy, I just avoid them that night. But if they're nice and crispy and not real saucy, I love them.
Well, you like mine. Mine are crispy.
Yeah, I'm not big on the messy fingers, and I just
Well, anyway, $10,000 to go around the country eat barbecue. You get to eat the most delicious barbecue ribs across the country, and then you post envy-inducing pictures of your food, and you fall asleep every night dreaming about your next rack of ribs. You could be the person who has what it takes to be the next Reynolds Wrap Chief Grilling Officer.
This is a great promotional idea.
You get to travel around the country. You don't need a passport. It's all in America.
Yeah, and you get to eat food.
Depends on what part of the country. Pictures. You might need one to get into Florida.
You apply for the position by Wednesday, June 19th. That's 2 days from now. At midnight Central Time on the Reynolds Wrap website. So look up the Reynolds Wrap website. See if you can get that gig. If you get that gig, you got to report back to Off Talk Radio.
Yeah, you know what's cool about this? Not only are they going to get $10,000, eat good barbecue.
You get to be on YouTube.
This is the thing. They're going to utilize every social media platform they can right now with this. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. They're going to blow this up all over social media, and the person who is the winner is going to turn into an overnight internet star, and they're now going to be able to do stuff on their social media and make money. So this is more than just the $10,000. This person is going to become like, remember the egg on Instagram? We talked about that whole egg post that they wanted to get more likes than Kim Kardashian. It's estimated as to advertise a post, to put a post up on his account, it's anywhere from $150,000 to $500,000 to put a post up there. That's what it's worth. And that's what this guy can do. He can charge people down the road and make extra money. It's brilliant. I want this job, but I don't like barbecue.
All right. Well, I want to cheer up a lot of our audience.
Why?
There's a bunch of polls out regarding the people that are looking to replace Trump, and based on the polls, the lamestream media is all moist this week. They're just all
you can't say moist on the radio.
Why not?
Because everybody hates that word.
They got fluid running down their legs. However, once one of them has to go against the prez, we think things are going to change, and we've got an example from the number two Democrat, and that could be a Freudian slip, number two, Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders told Anderson Cooper, whose mother, Gloria Vanderbilt, passed away today, God rest her soul. She made women's asses look great in those jeans, didn't she? Sanders says that when he was questioned about democratic socialism going against Trump after going, oh, I'm 9 points ahead! 9 points ahead! All right, well, you're 9 points ahead because nobody's paying attention to you. Once they pay attention to him, they're going to find out that Bernie thinks a lot of people in the country would be delighted to pay more in taxes for comprehensive health care as a human right. And then your kids get free tuition.
Okay,
So then go to college, get stone drunk, and we have to pay for it.
Time out. Let me stop you there. Does it say in the article, because I haven't read it, what a proposed increase in taxes would be, a percentage? I mean, are we talking...
It doesn't matter. It's what people want. It's a right.
Okay, but I'm a Republican. I voted for Trump. I don't vote for Bernie. But here, my wife spends $700 a month for healthcare.
Yeah.
If I get a $3,000 return. Okay. If my wife could save $700 a month in her paying for healthcare, and I, instead of getting a $3,000 tax return, could only get about $1,000 or $500 tax return, and I get free healthcare and education, how is that bad?
You have a family of four. You know what healthcare for a family of four costs?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It depends on how much I'm paying. If I'm paying
Your wife is paying less than 50% of the premium.
Not necessarily.
Okay. Well, yeah, we don't know that.
If you go on Medicare for All, the Medicare Advantage plan where you have copays and all that other crap, the government pays them approximately $850 a month for each individual that's on that plan. So, but then there's a bunch of copays and other crap on top of it that aren't free. So that's just for one individual. Okay, so the government is paying $12,000 for one individual. Who do you think is going to pay the $12,000? You are.
So...
You are. They're going to blow out the insurance companies. It's going to be government. What has government ever run that works other than the military? Give me one thing.
Well, nothing. They don't. But if my tax has increased by 5%, my income tax increases by 5%. Okay, I'm paying an additional $2,500 a year based on what I make. So if that's the case, that's cheaper than for me to insure through my private health care, plus I'm getting education. So depending on where this number lies, is it 5%? Is it a 10% tax increase? Is it a 25%, 50%? I guess it all depends. It could work. It could work, depending on where the number is. But, I mean, if it's 75% of my pay, no, that's not going to work. But if it's 5%, I'm all for that. I guess you got to wait for them to
understand. Come up with a magic number. We have a progressive income tax in this country.
Understand that also you've got to take into account what your deductible is.
Yeah.
So you're sitting at that. Right now.
Under Obamacare, you got no coverage.
You're paying $8,400 in premium. Then you probably have
a $5,000 family deductible.
Family or individual?
There's an individual, but there's a family.
There's an individual, and there's a family cap. I don't know what your family cap is. Probably somewhere around $10,000.
No, I think that's the $5,000. I think that's what
I think your family cap. Okay, so your health care would cost you before you get one. Benefit coming back out of it, your health care is somewhere around $12,400.
Okay.
So if your taxes, if your health care disappeared.
Correct.
Okay. And was taken over by the government. If they took $12,400 or less of your income to provide health care for you, you've made out.
That's correct. And that's what I'm saying. We've got to see.
Right. I understand. It depends on what that number is.
Let me put it to you this way. Okay. 48% of this country pays no income taxes whatsoever. 48%. The lowest tax rate.
Loopholes.
The lowest. No. 48% of this country does not pay taxes. Their incomes are low enough, and then they get the personal exemptions. Okay? So you pay no tax. 48% of this country pays no tax. Basically, if you make under $50,000 a year, you don't pay any federal income tax.
No, that's not true at all.
You pay Social Security, but you don't pay
federal income tax, too.
If you're single, it's probably only $40,000. But if you have a family and stuff, it's lower than 50.
It's less than that.
No, it isn't.
It most certainly is.
Zip, let me promise you, I pay tax, and I'm at that mark. So...
And you're claiming married, I assume.
And I'm claiming married with two dependents, and I pay the DIPAM.
That's whatever, wherever you got that.
You get $3,000 back. How much you pay in?
I don't know how much I pay. I'd have to pull out.
Well, here's the bottom line. Let's say you make $50,000, whether you pay taxes on it or not. Okay, you make $50,000, the lowest income tax rate for any country that has socialized medicine is 25%. That's 25% on people who make $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. Okay? And it goes up to 55% or 60%. So, you know, just do the math based on that. Do you want the government telling you how to spend your money, or do you want to spend your own money? Okay? You know, that's really all it is. And Bernie Sanders' ideas, once America thinks about it.
Well, but right now we're still not being able to. We're not being told how to spend our own money the way it is, because we can only see certain doctors. You have to go through nothing but, you know, this test to have that test to have that test to have the prescription that actually would have worked in the first place if they didn't have to do the chain of bill. That the whole medical field is a complete fraud.
Well, the biggest problem with the medical field is not that it's a fraud. It's that they have.
You want to bill for
what's the insurance doctors have to buy, CB?
Medical malpractice.
Malpractice insurance drives up the cost. Yeah, that's why they order all these tests, so they don't get sued later on.
Well, and it's to turn profit. It's to turn a profit.
The doctors ain't making profit off your tests.
The doctor's not, but they're told. I'm sorry, if a doctor isn't making a certain amount of money for the hospital, they're not going to keep them. I mean, what you see on TV in these drama shows is actually it's the real world. That's what happens. And they fire doctors who aren't billing enough procedures and making enough money for a hospital.
Oh, yeah. See, doctors, no doctors work on their own anymore. They're all part of some big group.
They are. And if you're not billing enough procedures and hours, they don't want you. So they push stuff on you that is unnecessary, and that's why our insurance premiums are through the roof, because we're paying for 4 and 5 tests to get to the test, and I'm a prime example of it. With my neck, I've been on opiates for 5 or 6 years, which I don't abuse, by the way, and I went and asked for the non-narcotic. Well, no, you have to try this medicine and this medicine and this medicine and this medicine, and it was literally 10 medicines that I had to try in order to get the non-opiate patch, and it's not a fentanyl patch either. It's a non-narcotic patch to go over my neck. So it was nothing but a bureaucracy of bullshit to get what actually would possibly work and get me off a bad drug. The medical field sucks.
I don't think anybody's going to want their income tax going up 20% to pay for Bernie's crap.
Again, CB points it out.
It depends on the numbers. It depends on how the numbers work out.
It absolutely does. I'm sorry. I'm not a Bernie fan, but it depends. To me, it's all about the numbers.
You got it. Same here.
All right. Well, I ran the numbers when Obamacare came out, and it was a freaking joke.
Well, that's possible.
That was the best we can do.
That's because they weren't allowed to put in a public option. It all went to the private insurance companies.
Well, and here's the other big thing. When you buy car insurance, you can buy car insurance from wherever you want. And that's what you cannot do with health insurance. I can't buy a health insurance policy from California.
Nope.
I have to buy a health insurance policy from my state, as does everybody else.
Yep.
And yeah, that's a problem.
That is a huge problem because it creates a monopoly.
Decades.
Yep.
Yeah, it's always been a problem.
Yep. And it's a monopoly. And the second
single state has an insurance commissioner, and they're all protecting their own little fiefdom. It's like immigration. Yep. They don't really want to solve it.
No, nope, they do not, because somebody's lining their pockets with lots of backdoor money. And open it up and let us buy across state lines. And I'm telling you right now, insurance rates will drop dramatically.
I've got one of my favorite people lining his pockets.
What do you got?
Aaron McTaffin.
Oh, I love this. What's
uh-oh, the he's going to say it again, Slim.
Come on, please. Please.
Fenthamia. Iron Mike Tyson's Pot Empire, from premium cannabis to plans for a 420-acre marijuana holiday resort in the California desert with a weed university and music festival venue. He's created Tyson Holistic. That's the name of his company. In 2016, he sells premium strains of weed and is developing the 418-acre Tyson Ranch near Desert Hot Springs. It'll be a marijuana resort, a luxury hotel, glamping tents. I don't know what a glamp... What's glamping mean?
The hell is glamping?
I don't know.
Oh, glamping is... Oh, I know exactly what...
I hope it's dirty.
What?
No, tell us. Because this is great. Darien Lake, our place, does glamping. And instead of going normal tenting route, where you come in and pitch your tent, sleep on rocks, or possibly air mattresses, you get a cabin with water.
Okay.
That's glamping. And a front porch.
So he's got the longest lazy river in the world, and he's going to have a musical festival venue and at Tyson University. I don't know what they're going to teach. Weed will be sold. Visitors will be allowed to smoke anywhere in the park. And in February, through the inaugural Kind Festival at the site of the future ranch where Miguel and ASAP Ferg performed. He doesn't grow any of the weed himself, but he works with local farmers and approves the high-grade cannabis. I just like, he does his own testing. God bless him.
Hey, okay, so wait. How do you spell say it.
Fenthamia.
Okay, how do you
spell it? It starts with TH.
You got to spell it for me.
Everything starts with TH.
Well, I know, but how do you spell it the right way? Trust me.
Fenthamia?
Yeah, how do you spell
it? I don't know. It starts with an S.
Fucker. I got to go look it up.
You got to go look it up.
All right, thanks. I thought maybe...
His business is the negotiation to build a second Tyson Ranch on the border of Florida, Georgia, where I can go meet Iron Mike and we can smoke Fenthamia. God bless you, Mike Tyson.
Said it again.
He's making the world a better place.
Oh, I love what he's doing.
Iron Mike's the man.
I'm sending him a tweet.
You are?
I am.
You're sending him a tweet.
A tweet.
I'm tweeting Tyson.
You're tweeting.
And asking him to record a clip for us, saying Sensimilia, so we could use it on our radio show.
Oh, that would be awesome.
It really would be. I don't think he probably would even respond.
He's
too busy getting high.
Yeah, well, he probably doesn't know how to push the button and record one like Nick Searcy did. Nick Searcy just pushed a friggin' button, did a recording in one take, and sent it to me and goes, "Hope that's good enough."
Because that's all you're getting.
for 4 years it has been. Hey, you know the Bible says, heal thyself?
Okay.
Yeah, so we're going to introduce the Off the Hook Radio world to Reverend Dr. William Weaver of New Jersey. He doesn't heal himself, he heals his parishioners.
Well, that's nice of him.
It is. He sucks the demons out of men he sexually assaults.
Okay.
He tells them. New Jersey pastor, who's the chaplain for a local church, is accused of sexually abusing numerous men during what he claimed was an exorcism ritual. The Reverend Dr. William Weaver allegedly set up elaborate ceremony where he convinced the men involved that he would purge the evil spirits from their bodies by performing oral sex on them. The pastor reportedly told his victims that this was a Native American ritual he learned firsthand from indigenous tribes. Yeah, there's so many of them in New Jersey. All those indigenous tribes in Jersey.
Do you think Mike Tyson likes dogs?
Boxers.
Got one. You're in.
Why?
He's definitely gonna, because I just found a GIF with a boxer, doing his little plea.
Okay.
It says, Mike, could you tweet us a sound clip of you saying Sensimilia for our show? We're a huge follower of your project. So let's.
Well, I wouldn't say just that.
It's Twitter. I only got 140 fucking characters.
Just tell him to do an advertisement for his ranch and mention Sensimilia.
No.
Okay, and we'll play it every week for free.
We would too.
We would.
Oh yeah. New show open.
We just tag that on the end of ZZ Top. They smoke a lot of weed too. So anyway, the Reverend Doctor says three men have filed complaints back to 99, so apparently a lot of them must have liked it. The pastor told them to get completely undressed during the ceremony. He performed various superficial rituals and then performed oral sex on them. The pastor would then spit objects into a bag and tell the victims he's removed the bad spirits from their bodies.
Wonder if they hurt coming out.
I don't know, but he's creepy. He's just creepy.
I've never heard that one before.
No.
I think that's how Joel Osteen got started.
I don't know. I think he should just blow himself. Of course, he's going to be in prison soon, so he'll get all the healing he wants. Right? Okay. So I really wish I was still in college, because my snark meter would be overflowing daily. This story is in Texas. This just kills me. Texas is about to make sex jokes on campus a criminal offense.
Now, isn't Texas a red state?
Yeah, well, yeah, they're trying to turn it blue with millions of illegals. But
in this shit.
Yeah, Republican lawmakers seem to have better grip than their Democratic colleagues on inherent censorship of free speech and viewpoint-based security fees. But Dave French of National Review counted 8 states that have passed campus free speech bills in the last 6 months, most recently Texas. One major quibble with the new Texas law, it fails to define a phrase that dictates when students can be punished for disruptions. There's obviously a constitutional problem with a pair of Texas bills on campus sexual harassment that are currently on Governor Greg Abbott's desk. They set a definition of sexual harassment that mirrors the Obama administration's view of Title IX, which the Trump administration is pretty much blown away, but it incentivizes college employees to report anything that the most delicate person on campus might consider sexual harassment. You know, and I like stuff where they're having, you know, like the hunger strike for global warming, and then the campus Republicans set up a barbecue right next to it, you know, shit like that. I would be doing that stuff all the time. But I just you got to figure out what the real world is, and then nobody comes out of college knowing what the real world is anymore.
Oh, no,
over-indoctrinated.
Well, that's been true for a long time.
So we have to help these poor, safe space-needing, Che-worshipping snowflakes out. Here are some pickup lines that we think should be mandatory on college campuses. These are dirty pickup lines that apparently in Texas you can get thrown out for pretty soon if Abbott signs the bill. I don't think Abbott's going to sign the bill. I think Abbott's...
Well, has he said anything?
I haven't. No, there's nothing in the article about it yet. It's very recent.
Yeah, but usually sometimes they'll come out and say, you know, you pass this, I'm not going to sign it. So,
well, I'm just wondering, in Texas, will I get thrown out of school if I went up to a girl and I said, is your name Winter? Because you'll be coming soon.
You're out.
I'm out?
Mm-hmm.
I could have called heaven and asked for an angel, but I was hoping you're a slut instead.
You're out.
Yeah, you're out.
As long as I have a face, you'll have a place to sit.
There you go. One of my friends told me girls hate oral. Do you want to help me prove them wrong?
Not going to work.
No?
No.
Hey, you want to do a 68? You go down on me and I'll owe you one.
Are you a drill sergeant?
Jesus, that's an old joke.
You have my private standing at attention. Let's see.
You should sell hot dogs because you already know how to make a wiener stand.
There you go. The FBI wants to steal my penis. Can I hide it inside you? I think I'd get in trouble for that one.
Yeah.
Your place or mine. Tell you what, I'll flip a coin. Head at my place, tail at yours.
Do you have any Irish in you? Would you like some? I changed that for me. I'm mostly Irish. let's see.
Is your name Dora? Because I'll let you explore this dick.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, those clothes would look great in a crumpled heap on my bedroom floor.
Are you a sea lion? Because I see you lying in my bed tonight.
I'd love to kiss those beautiful, luscious lips. And the ones on your face.
You know what I like in a girl?
What?
My dick.
I'm like Domino's Pizza. If I don't come in 30 minutes, the next one's free.
I like that one.
Here's one for you, Slim.
Go ahead.
I would tell you a joke about my penis, but it's too long.
There you go.
Tell your boobs to stop staring at my eyes.
What's the difference between a Ferrari and an erection? What? I don't have a Ferrari.
Was your dad a baker? Because you got a hell of a set of buns. That's one I'd use.
I'm no weatherman, but you sure can't expect more than a few inches tonight.
Are you a doctor? Because you just cured my erectile dysfunction.
Smile if you want to have sex with me.
Oh, here's one for the, you know, this might work on the snowflake girls. Do you like whales? We can go humpback at my place.
My couch pulls out, but I don't.
Oh, here's another butt one. I like butt ones. Do you have a shovel? Because I'm digging that ass.
You're so hot, even my zipper is falling for you.
Oh. Are you an archaeologist? Because I've got a bone for you to examine. I got a feeling. Now I know why that bill was passed.
Yeah, I think they were right. I think you should sign it.
Yeah, do you work at Home Depot? You're giving me wood.
Let's play Barbie. I'll be Ken and you can come with the box.
Is that a keg in your pants? I'd love to tap that ass.
Liquor is not the only hard thing around here.
I'm wasted, but this condom in my pocket doesn't have to be.
How do you like your eggs? Poached, scrambled, or fertilized?
If I'm a pain in your ass, we can just use more lubricant. Oh. Do you know your ABCs? Because I want to give you the fourth letter of the alphabet.
A, B, C, D.
Yeah.
These poor kids, when they go to the bar, aren't going to be able to have any fun with any of these, you know. They can't say I'm no Fred Flintstone, but I want to make your bed rock.
I lost my virginity. Can I have yours?
I'll be Burger King, you be McDonald's. I'll have it my way and you'll be loving it.
You have a very high opinion of yourself there.
It was.
Oh.
I like that one. That one was actually my favorite. What else we got besides dirty meat or sayings that's going to get kids kicked out?
Mean 12-year-old jokes?
Well, yeah, that you know,
or jokes for 12-year-olds.
This is just sad. This is yet one more of these stupid things. We talked about it on other shows. Some of the different classes that they're now offering, you know, to these kids, that and some of the different activities that got canceled because of people being offended. And I mean, it's, where does this stop? I mean, now here we are. You're not going to be
able. Don't go.
I guess, but I mean,
that's when it stops. I mean, it's supply and demand, and it's giving the consumer what they want. And when it comes to the point where, for example, Oberlin College starts losing money because people aren't going there because they don't want to deal with that kind of stuff, then they'll either go out of business or they'll change, one or the other. I mean, consumers in the United States have the ability to vote with their feet, and they really should, you know, vote with their feet.
Well, but we're having a hard enough time even getting people to vote. Period.
Oberlin College just got nailed for $44 million.
Well, that's, you know as well as I do, that'll be chopped down significantly.
I don't know.
Man, well, it's just one of those things, you know, how a jury awards somebody, you know, $100 million.
At the end of the day, it comes down to,
you know, 10 grand.
But the actual damages were 11, and I guarantee you they're going to get at least the 11 out of it. The punitive was another 33 on top. The jury just stuck it to them. I mean, if you don't know the story of Oberlin College, there was a bakery there. You know the name of the bakery, CB?
I don't remember it, no. I just remember the story.
Local bakery, they made all the bread and buns and everything for the cafeterias and stuff at the college. And it was they have pastries and they sold wine and stuff there too. And they caught three African American females stealing wine from the store. The son of the owner confronted them about stealing the wine, and basically they kicked him in the you know what's and knocked him down. And took off. They called the cops. And the next day, Oberlin College is protesting the bakery as being racist. And the crazy liberal that runs the college put out a thing saying, "Let's boycott this racist venue. Don't go there." They dropped the college contract with the bakery, which was at least half their income. And just basically stuck it to them. They had protests out front screaming at them. They put out pamphlets telling people to boycott them and everything. And really all they did was they caught college students shoplifting and said, you know, you can't steal. So they're racist because it was black girls that they caught stealing. And the college tried to settle with them and stuff, and they just said bullshit. This is crap. We're struggling along. They almost lost the business, but it finally got to court. And once it got to this happened 4 years ago. And once it got to court, the jury just looked at this and just said, "Fuck you, Oberlin College." Now, Oberlin College, which surprised me, they've got almost $1 billion in their endowment fund. So it's not like they're going to go broke paying them off. But what does a college need with $1 billion? Harvard's got a couple of $1 billion.
Oh, Harvard's got more than that. I think Yale has the largest endowment in the country. I'm not sure.
But one of the Parkland kids who was bitching about all the left-wing reaction to the Parkland shooting, he just got kicked out of Harvard. He was going to enter Harvard this fall, and Harvard reneged and they pulled his acceptance letter. Yeah. They found out who he was.
Harvard's endowment is $38.3 billion.
$38.3 billion. So Oberlin having $1 billion
is nothing.
Nothing. So, anyway, what else we got? Oh, next story. This is about a feminist we can actually get behind.
Are you sure we're not going to get in trouble for that?
Yeah.
No.
Careful here.
This woman fights a patriarchy. Her name is Snatch Adams.
Snatch Adams.
Oh. I got a feeling that's a stage name, like Zip Allen.
Cheers.
And
Fifth to me. Yeah. Let's see if you responded to me.
Snatch Adams, an extreme burlesque performer and hater of the patriarchy, has become a viral sensation after revealing that she recently invited all the attendees at a music festival to take turns smoking marijuana out of her anus.
That must really smell bad.
Instagram post last Sunday, she said she made the offer at the unnamed festival in an attempt to one-up her art project at the same event last year. The previous stunt involved laying in a coffin for 2.5 hours while mealworms crawled over her skin.
That sounds... Is that really art?
Oh, that's just fucking gross.
I don't know. But at this year's festival, she said a friend asked her how she felt about people smoking weed out of your butthole. She said, "I feel great about that. Tell us more." And the friend produced a prototype hand-blown glass butt bong with a reservoir of water that goes inside the body.
Ugh.
And then the weed and the smoke holes just on the outside. So she went on a platform next to the festival's main stage, ass up, head down, legs spread, tied up with ropes, and the crowd was happy with that as a performance. But once she was up there, Alexis came over, put the bong in, and the crowd didn't know what was happening until Alexis filled the bong. with weed and then took a hit. And a cheer erupted, and she invited everyone at the festival to smoke weed out of her butt.
No, thanks. I'll pass.
No?
No.
No.
You're not even if it's at the barbecue.
You're not into Snatch Adams?
No.
Butt bong? No, not my thing.
Not a butt bong? Not a buck bong guy?
No. Never tried it, but sure, I'm not. Never going to.
Gravity bongs, water bongs, but no.
No butt bongs?
I'm not sure she intended this to say it this way, but in the interview she said, I think women should embrace whatever part of themselves makes them feel strong and sexy and capable and not willing to take other people's shit.
Well, true.
But you're supposed to take hers with your weed. Speaking of weed, did you guys hear Colorado?
$1 billion.
One has made now $1 billion. $266 million in the last year was the state's cut of the $1.5 billion of legal weed sold. Tucker said tonight that there are more weed shops in Denver than there are Starbucks and McDonald's. I don't think that that is true.
I wouldn't surprise. Oh, well, you've been there too.
I've been there. Yeah. There are a lot of weed shops, but once you add up the Starbucks, McDonald's, are you serious? I mean, it could be. He probably had somebody research it. But I thought there's like 15 or 18 weed shops. Maybe there's more that I don't know about, because I thought I looked them all up. Because remember, I did the whole bit with all the funny names.
Yeah.
But $266 million the state made. And the point is that you're supposed to be 21 or older to get weed, but with that many legal weed shops, how hard do you think it is for kids to get weed?
Not hard at all.
An ad on TV last night in Massachusetts where they were talking about those ads, and one of the things that was in it says, if you have more than an ounce of weed at home, you have to keep it locked in a safe.
Well, buy a safe.
I don't have an ounce of weed, Slim.
Buy one.
No.
It's legal, right?
Yes.
Hook up. Come on.
Why?
Oh, in Florida, if you've got a medical marijuana card and you grow your own weed, I think you're limited to 2 ounces.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
There is limits, and I'm sure. What is your limit there in
Massachusetts? It's 6 plants per person.
But they don't give an actual ounce amount?
I have no idea. It really doesn't pertain to me, so I never really...
If you had 2 ounces of weed and your plants were still growing, do you have more than 2 ounces of weed?
I don't know.
Until it's harvested, yes.
You're asking me technical questions about the law, and I don't care.
Well, you need to look this up for us.
All right.
Not for tonight, because we have one last story and we're running low on time. So.
No, we don't have one last story. It's just a bit from TV.
Well, yeah, but it's 2 minutes, and then I'm sure you're going to want to talk about it afterwards. So.
Oh, okay. Well, we've got the feminist letting people smoke weed out of her ass. And then we've got Kat Timpf. I don't know if you know who Kat Timpf is. She's on Gutfeld's show every Saturday night. Gutfeld's show is pretty funny. He's basically a comedian. He's hysterically funny. He's right an awful lot. But he's talking about ads. He's talking about ads on TV, and that ads are basically the same for men and women. Kat Timpf didn't really agree with that point, and she went on a bit of a rant.
Yeah, she definitely did.
And we thought we'd share it with you.
All right, here you go.
Kat Timpf from Saturday Night.
I'm just completely confused how you think there's no ad telling women to be different.
There are probably
Welcome
many.
To the entire beauty and fitness industry. It's like, your hair is not that shiny. You need this to make your hair more shiny like her hair. And your butt's too big or your butt's too small. Or, oh, no, that bra is gross. You can't wear that bra. No one's going to ever have sex with you if you wear that bra. Or, like, you look so much prettier if you smile more. Smile more. Ew, not like that, though. Your teeth aren't white enough. You got to use these white strips first like this lady. Notice how this lady, she's baking gluten-free brownies for her kids. kids before they go to school. Do you do that for your kids? Are you a shitty mom? Oh, yeah, you're a shitty mom. Oh, yeah, and you're not only are you a shitty mom, but you're also fat, and you look a little tired. You should put some concealer under those eyes. Buy the best concealer, and you can get and you look old. You look old. This lotion. Lotion. You need to lotion yourself and lotion your body so you don't start to look old. And you need to own the hairspray because if your hair doesn't stay like that all day long, it doesn't stay like that all day long. Not good enough. Not good enough to have just pretty hair in the morning. Got to have pretty hair at night. Got to last the whole day because you never know who's going to see you. You know, Susan from accounting has really, really, really nice hair. And did you do yoga today? Did you exercise? Did you eat yogurt? Wait, no, don't eat dairy. Don't eat dairy. Dairy's bad. Dairy's bad. Don't eat dairy. Is your hair too short? Is it too long? Your nails too short? Are your nails too short? Are they so short you're never going to find a boyfriend? Let's glue things. Let's glue things on the tip of your nails and make you sit there like this for an hour like an idiot because you have to be good enough. Yeah, no, women are never told anything that needs to be different, Greg.
So, I guess it's tough to be a woman.
Yes.
Well, it's tough to be anybody.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. What's a guy commercial now? They've got Old Spice in lavender. And the woman's trying to steal the guy's Old Spice. You seen that?
Yes, I have seen that.
I mean, what is this? Are you allowed to be a man anymore at all?
Well, they have lots of ads for testosterone on TV, I've seen.
What, that you, like, put under your armpits and crap?
No, you take these testosterone pills.
Oh.
Frank Thomas.
Oh, yeah, man, Frank for Thomas. That.
Whatever, I don't even remember what the stuff's called.
Yeah, they sell that stuff at GNC.
GNC, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that's right.
I know what you mean. I don't know, man. Testosterone pills. I don't know.
They really don't talk about any medical benefits, probably because they can't, but because, you know, the stuff's never been, tested or either tested or validated by the FDA of actually doing anything.
Yeah, I guess I could understand the testosterone pills, you know, for $50 or whatever the hell they were when Viagra was like $20 a pill, you know, or 25, whatever it was. Back in the day, and now Viagra's got generic. It's Sildenafil. Oh, that's there's some men's things now. Hims. Have you seen the ads for Hims?
Yes, I've seen the ad for Hims, where you can order it online.
Mm.
You got to talk to someone. According to the ad, you have to like talk to someone, and then they'll write your prescription and send it to you.
Doctor says, "What's your problem?" He says, "You go, oh, my dick ain't hard enough." Oh. We'll send you Sildenafil.
Yep.
That'll cure that. So I don't know why you need testosterone when you get Sildenafil anyway. If you need some lead in your pencil, that shit'll put some serious lead in your pencil.
Personal experience?
Well, yeah, I'm getting fucking old, man. You know.
How was that?
What the hell? It's like you're gonna have sex at my age, and it's like, you know, what are you gonna do? Pop a couple of pills and you enjoy yourself, or is it going to get all the way up today or not? Is it going to last 5 minutes? Going to last 10 minutes? No, you take fucking pills, it lasts 45 minutes.
Say hi to the kids.
Best workout you can get.
CB, say hi to the kids.
Hi, Wesley. Hi, LJ. See you soon, maybe. Maybe not.
Tell them not to listen.
They won't
listen. Never listen.
45 years. Yeah, Slim, you're almost 41, so shut up.
Leave me alone.
Get that monster of yours hard, you're going to have to take like about 10 of them.
Oh, probably.
Jesus.
I've never taken one. I don't think I want to.
Oh, take one.
No.
Take one. The Divine Miss M will be grateful.
I'm adding this to the end of the theme.
Good night.